Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing this back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gary Pitzford is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors, author of Your Family Business, Your Net Worth. Gary, thanks again for being here. You published some ideas recently about exit planning, exit strategies, and one of the things that I predicted back in I guess it was May, I wrote an article about this, is I was pointing out to younger business owners or younger wannabe business owners that I believed that there was going to be an opportunity for them to acquire existing businesses that maybe just need to be refreshed and brought into the third decade of the 21st century, and they would acquire them from senior baby boomer business owners, people in their 60s, maybe 70s, who in January, Gary, they were saying, you know, this isn't so hard. I might just work two or three more years. This is kind of fun. We're making money. Business is good. You know, God's in his heaven. All's right with the world, blah, blah, blah. And then the coronavirus hit, and now they're thinking, I don't think I want to have to slay the dragon that's going to be required to get us back to where we were. I don't think I want to do that, you know, two or three more years, like, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to hang it up, and their businesses are going to be available. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of the business owners that we talk to, and we're fortunate, we're not meeting people, we're not going to conventions, we're not meeting people face-to-face, but we're doing a lot of virtual Zoom stuff, and we're working with so many people, and they've had two or three good years. If you look at the closely held business owners in a lot of industries, 2017, 18, and 19 were pretty good years. The company's doing well, and they were feeling pretty good. And like you said, in January, they were ready to hit it another year. And then in February,
Build a little more value into the business before they sell it.
Yeah. And then they got hit right upside the face with the coronavirus in February. And a lot of them have said, you know, I'm ready to hang it up. The business is doing well. I want to sell to my children, or I want to sell to a key manager, or I want to sell to somebody else in my industry. And we do hundreds of those all over the country every year. And a lot of guys are just hanging it up because they've had three, four, five good years. And one or two more years, they're just not going to fight the dragon anymore, like you said. They're going to find the buyer and start negotiating, and we help them with lots of those exit plans, succession plans, transition, whatever they're doing. There's a lot of people doing it, and we're getting lots of phone calls, even though the country's kind of half shut down. Mm-hmm. We're still getting phone calls every week from everybody all over the country.
Well, and I believe it. And as I said, I saw this coming back in the spring. Because I kind of know what these folks are thinking about, and they're thinking, okay, in order for me to get this business back to where it was last January, it could take two or three years. I'm going to be 72. I'm going to be 75. I'm going to be 70. But whatever, you know, they love their business. They actually like working, probably most of them, but they just don't. And there's another degree of difficulty here, Gary. They're going to have to make changes to their business model that's going to be more alien to them than the last decade was. And if you're at that age, you're not going to want to do some of the things that these people are going to have to do. And that's the reason why a younger person coming in, it would be second nature for them to take this established company to the next level with the new paradigms. What do you think?
Yeah, the younger generation has new marketing ideas. The guys and the gals.
And no baggage. And the men that, and no paradigm baggage, the main thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the new ideas, more computerization, more high tech, even the small little bitty hardware stores, little bitty grocery stores, need to be more high-tech, and the younger generation can do it better. The older generation needs to just pass it on to younger people, and a lot of them are wanting to do that, and we're helping a lot of young people. Maybe it's the children buying out the owner. Maybe it's a manager buying out the owner.
How are they getting there? How are they financing this? Where's the money coming from?
Well, the first 10 or 20%, the owner will finance it.
Yeah.
Take back a promissory note. And then the SBA, Small Business Administration, has an excellent loan program where they'll loan up to about 80% of buying a business. You know, so because of the SBA
And low rates and for long amortizations, right?
10 years.
Yeah, it's pretty long for buying a business.
There's one set of loans for buying the stock of a company, and then there's another set of loans for buying the real estate where the company's located.
Right.
But the children can use the SBA loans, or the key manager can use the SBA loans. And it's a way for them to take over. And it's like you said a minute ago, I love it when younger people can take over an existing company that's got $2 million, $5 million, $10 million of sales. They've got thousands of customers that come in every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got equipment paid for. They've got employees that are well trained.
And the beauty of part of this is if you own your real estate, sell them the business, folks, those of you who own the business, sell them the business and rent them the real estate. There's your income. That heck, I've seen people give them the business if they'll rent the property. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Gary Pitsford. He's the president of Castle Wealth Advisors. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.